It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM. Today, we get to talk to Monica Mueller. It is time for the Onion Report. This is always exciting.
Yeah, I'm the Onion Man's daughter.
Yes,
so Ms. just got to make sure we clarify that.
There we go. Well, let's, for people that have never been around this, let's explain quick who the Onion Man was.
Okay, the Onion Man, like I said before, is my dad, Leo Bartosz, and he passed away in February of 22. So I ended up taking it on.
You inherited this.
Yes, I did, and it's just fun to talk about, fun to do, and so last year I got your wife involved in it, so we both did it, and then I should have sent her a reminder. And
we missed it. Yeah, we forgot. Can't believe that, but you didn't forget.
I didn't forget. So just a reminder of how this is done to predict the moisture for the year. That on December 31st, you go and get, the larger onions, the better. And it doesn't matter if they're yellow or white, but then cut them from stem to stem and then kind of hollow out the inside to make a little bit of a well in each side of each of the halves of onions after you get them cut in half. And then you go and sprinkle a half a teaspoon of salt, even on the edges, and then some put in the middle where you have that well made. I have a purple tray that I got from the grocery store that has like apples in them. So this way here you can place the half onion in each little dip there of this cardboard carton so that it keeps them flat and upright and level. And so then after you put the onions into a straight line, because you got to read them from left to right, that you have to go and put them into a place that's a little bit cooler and dark and leave them there overnight. And then the next morning, I didn't read mine till 10 o'clock. Didn't feel like getting out of bed. So and then it's kind of like, oh, hey, I got the onions in the basement. I better get downstairs and check them out. So,
and then you read them on the 1st.
Yes, read them on January 1st. And so, like I said, you go from left to right, and the 6 onions that you've cut in half then now represents the 12 months of the year. So for what I got measured for January, there was some water in it. It was only about a half a teaspoon, though, and some of the salt was still sitting in the undissolved part of the dwelling. So when you go to measure the liquid that's in these onions, that if there's no moisture in it at all, as an example coming up here, we'll talk about September, that the salt wasn't even dissolved.
Oh,
It was just like I had just poured it in there. It wasn't damp, not one drop of water. So that's where that will show drought. Half a teaspoon is going to be like, well, some moisture, but not really adequate. And if you get a teaspoonful of water, that's going to show then that will be your average moisture or adequate rainfalls. But if they are overflowing of a tablespoon, look out. That's when the floods are coming.
That's when it's going to happen.
Yeah, so you want to usually hope for the measurement of 1 teaspoon to show a good amount of moisture for that month. So with the measurements here, the January, February, and March, they were pretty much the same. I will say, though, that February had almost the same as January of a half a teaspoon of water drained from your onion. March probably showed the most water drained out of the onion, but still some of the salt, it was, obviously damp and wet, that some of the salt was still in the dwelling, but that was probably just a little bit over a teaspoon.
Okay.
So March is going to have more moisture than January and February did. And one other guy that I listened to from a Pipestone radio station, he's known as the Weather Guru, and he's on 10.5 every Friday morning between 8:20 and 8:30, that he is predicting that the end of March is going to be very severe for weather. And I don't know how he came up with that, but I'm just kind of keeping an eye on, thinking, okay, if this onion had the most moisture.
Now, you're showing that.
Yeah.
But it makes a big difference where you're doing the onions. I know last year, even from your house to our house, there was a difference
between
them.
Yes, there was. Yes. I live 3 miles north of Windham, and I can leave my house absolutely dry, and I get to the truck route 15 that takes you down by the golf course from 71, and then I need to have my wipers on full blast.
Right.
And it's kind of like there's dividers. Interstate 90 is one. The Red Rock Ridge of Highway 30 is another one. The truck route here in Windham is another one. So what the weather guru guy says, that's pertaining more to the Pipestone area, and they're on a different ridge. So that's where it'll still be interesting to see how close we are for March of, if we're going to get that, you know, basketball tournament, snow blizzard time.
Which is typical, yeah.
Yes. So in April, there was 3/4 of a teaspoon of water that was measured out of it. So hopefully that will soften the ground up and put some moisture in it for when we plant the crops. In May, we had a 1/2 teaspoon measured. So there we're getting down to some, but not a lot. In June, the salt was damp, but I only got 2 drops of water.
Ooh, so it's going to be a dry June for sure.
Yeah, and like I said, September, it looked like I had just poured the salt in. Where in June, the salt was wet, and I did get 2 drops out of it, so there might hopefully be some rain in June.
A little bit of precipitation.
Yep. July was about the same, but I got 12 drops of water out of that one. So I increased it by 10 drops, but, you know, it still wasn't even hardly a 1/2 teaspoon. In August, the onions were a little bit more damp than June and July, but still only a 1/2 teaspoon of water. In September, we had mentioned there that the salt was not even damp. Not one single drop came out of it. And so I'm looking for September to probably be the driest month of the year. In October, it's almost the same as March. There was a teaspoon of water, but there was still some salt that was not dissolved. But there again, we should probably have some good moisture in October. November, again, the salt was damp, and there was 15 drops of water in there. And December was close to September that it was, September, there's no water drops, but the salt was damp.
Oh, okay.
So I tipped the onion up to try to get some moisture out of it, and there was no drops, but that salt was damp, where September, the salt was still as dry as could be.
Wow, okay.
And so it's just funny that when you go and look at your lineup of onions and it's like, okay, now why is this one here have a teaspoon of water in, but
the
September
one right
is
next
like,
to it doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what makes it fun out of it. And
if we look at 2025 numbers, it matched up to what happened. And it does that every year pretty much, where it's crazy how accurate this is.
Yeah, I mean, like the 2025 year of onions, that I thought, you know, did I do something wrong? This is really boring. Every single onion showed 1 teaspoon of water in it. June was just 1/2, July was 3/4, and September had just a little bit over. And we did get a lot of rain in September because I was thinking, oh, this is going to be great for tillage now. We won't be burning the lays off and the diggers things. And it's like, yeah, so the tillage will go nice this year. And then October, November, and December all had 1 teaspoon. So literally there was 9 months that all showed 1 teaspoon of water in them from last year. And like I said before, that I don't remember mowing a green lawn in October.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was crazy.
Most of the time it was like, okay, I got to go out and trim the weeds up.
Yeah. And other than that, the mower gets put away at the end of July.
Yeah. So last year showed that, yeah, we were going to have adequate moisture every year, and the crops did fantastic this year. So I think we kind of hit it.
So this year we're showing it's going to be quite a bit drier than 2025 was.
I hope I'm wrong. I mean, I'll admit it.
Well, in some ways, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So now we just kind of watch and monitor through the as we go through the months.
Correct. And so kind of the next thing that my dad would always watch then would be the next, in March, when we have our first day of spring, that you start predicting then by the seasons. So the first full day of spring would be what your spring will be like. So then you need to make sure that you watch the direction your winds are blowing. Is the day cloudy?
Oh,
is it
okay.
Windy? And so then you can kind of check to see through the day. Your temperatures is huge, so that you write down, was it average, above average? And then, like I said, your spring is supposed to be like that. And then obviously the second day is summer and so on. So we'll look to see what happens the first day of spring.
Very good. This is just fascinating. I love this.
Well, that's what I said with this weather guru that's on at Pipestone. He's just hilarious. And when he laughs, I laugh. And he is a farmer up by Pipestone. And then he calls into their radio station. And at the radio station is actually where his son works, and then the owner of the station. So those three have a three-way conversation.
Okay.
And they all pick on each other. And like I said, I'm making a journal of all the different things he comes up with.
So you're gonna fact check him.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one thing that I had wrote down from last week that he said, that if you have south winds on January 1st, which we did, we're going to have a dry summer.
That matches your onions.
Yes. And so we'll see how that goes.
All right. Monica, anything else we need to mention with this?
Well, like I said, if I ever started going through his things, I've got 4 or 5 pages full of all this. And so it's just fun listening to these different things. And I said, if we didn't have the weather to talk about, what would we talk
about?
There
you go.
So that's one thing. And I can be 100% wrong if I was a meteorologist, and I still wouldn't get fired from my job.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
And so far, it seems like you've been awfully close here the couple of years that you've been responsible for this. So,
well, if I'm not, I'll try to think of an excuse.
There you go. All right. Monica Bowler, thank you very much for
giving us
our onion report today.
Yeah, so just watch for the first day of spring, and we'll start with our next thing.
There we go.
All right.
That will do
Happy
it
New
for
Year.
Kaleidoscope this morning.
And hope it rains.
Yes, and a pray for rain.
Yes.